So there are lots of issues one could say Rivers residents are faced with. Insecurity, well, something that you said the government is working on. Unemployment, you'd say that's also something the government is looking at addressing. But there's one major problem or one major challenge, and that is the rising cost of housing in Rivers State. Oh, in Port Harcourt. It might be cheaper in some other parts of the state. Well, you never can tell. Residents from Aouda and Emoha and Ogbakri and Chi and those areas perhaps could tell us how cheap housing is in those areas. But in Port Harcourt, well, I think you already know from my exclamation what it means. If you've tried to get yourself an apartment in the city, how did it go? The rising cost has raised a lot of concerns, and it begins to make us ask the plans of government for housing in the state, at least affordable housing. I then found out that we have the River State Housing and Property Development Authority. I haven't heard much about that particular establishment, but it's a government agency that has the task of preservation and delivery of affordable housing in Rivers State. You think about the fact that the state government is also, many a times, the House of Assembly put the bill into law. Rivers State Housing Scheme for Judicial Officers Law Number 10 of 2021. And we know how many times, at different times, the government had commissioned buildings for judicial officers who are civil servants in their own rights. And then you're thinking of other civil servants and then Rivers people in general. What plans, what programs, what schemes are in ground? Housing schemes so people can afford houses. Comfortable, decent place to rest their head. I was speaking to some people who said, go around and see. You spend at least, in some areas, $300,000 for a self-contained apartment. So the big question we're asking is up there on Twitter this morning. We're talking the cost of housing in Port Harcourt. And on Facebook Live, we have a question already we'd like you to answer. Just go look it up and let us know what you think about that situation and your response. The cost of housing, should it be blamed on the economy? Is that what we should blame the cost of housing in Port Harcourt on? Should the cost of housing in Port Harcourt be blamed on the economy? Landlords increase rents. You have companies increase rents, real estate companies everywhere, yet people would almost say it's still difficult to find affordable housing. So what would you say? Is the economy responsible for the high cost of housing in Port Harcourt at the moment? Let's know from you. Nigeria Info PH on Facebook Live. Go there and drop your comments. You can also watch and listen. I'll be introducing my guest to us shortly on WhatsApp. You can also join the conversation 0809-030-6416. That is the WhatsApp number. Send your message to 0809-030-6416. That is the WhatsApp number. What do you think about it? Should we blame it on the high cost of economy, on the cost of the economy? Is that why housing in Port Harcourt is expensive? We'll wait and get for a year from you shortly. But then think about a few things here. If we have the River State Housing and Property Development Authority started with the responsibility of delivering affordable housing, mind you, this was established under the Housing and Property Development Authority Law Number 14 of 1985. So it's not something that's coming now. And the main goal was to reduce homelessness. right? It also manages all government-owned housing estates. So you saw times where, oh, you're supposed to, when government says some civil servants should move out of the apartments so people who are in active duty can stay there. If you're retired, you shouldn't be staying there. You know, well, they're in charge of all of those things. But then the critical question is, okay, what is on ground for the people who are living in the state? Is there a plan by government for them? Let's find out. I open the phone lines too. Let's get your thoughts quickly. Would you say the economy is responsible for this high cost of housing? 0817 923 0003. You can also call us on 0817 923 0007. That's another number you can reach us on live here in the studio and tell us what you think about this particular situation with housing in Rivers State. Is it because of the economy? Is that why we have housing in Port Harcourt, particularly at the level that it is? In fact, what is making these houses this expensive? My guest is Eze Akwarandu. He's a real estate agent and head of operations for Geeko Multi Links Nigeria Limited, also into the real estate business. What makes a house that you want to rent this expensive? Why should this house worth 300,000, 400,000, and some of those houses, when you see the space, you see the environment, you wonder, what is 300,000 about this self-contained? Chuka from Rukboku is on the line. Good morning. Hello, Chuka. Good morning.
Hello, good morning. I'm calling from Port Harcourt.
Go ahead.
All right. To me, the cost of house in Port Harcourt is because of developers are not, they are not in Port Harcourt. They are not really working in Port Harcourt like Lagos. So most of the houses are built maybe downstairs.
I understand. In Lagos, we have the mainland and we have the island. So where your pocket reach? Okay. In Port Harcourt, it doesn't look like almost, it's where your pocket almost, reach.
Almost everywhere are costly. Even in Rukboku, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. So why is it like that? Is it the economy?
It's not the economy. It's one about the people. People here, I don't think these people here have love.
Okay, Chuka, thank you.
Secondly, most of the buildings are downstairs.
Oh, that's why it's expensive.
Yeah, that's what I think.
All right. Thank you, Chuka. Victor from Chansamadi on the line. Good morning, Victor. Sorry, I lost that call. Braid from Borokri. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
For me, it is involved. The government when you talk of housing developed, that is number one. Number two,
Mr. Braid, you might have to call us back. Unfortunately, we cannot really hear you clearly. Anele is calling from NTA Road. Good morning, Anele.
Yeah, Nigerian Info, good morning.
Morning to you.
Please let me contribute on the issue. The issue of housing in Port Harcourt, or the high rent in Port Harcourt, the question of demand and supply. Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
It's a question of demand and supply. In the sense that those that are in need of houses, they are more than the houses available. And so the problem must grow up. No? The government can hear about the simple law of economics. Any other reason my question there is because of the high cost of raw material, which is not a tangible reason enough. The simple reason is that a lot of people have concentrated to Port Harcourt. of which the facilities are not enough for them, they want to go higher. Nothing more than that. Some of my friends is a greedy landlord. Because of raw material, this and that. But it's a simple fact that the people in need of the house are more than the houses they are looking for. Thank you very much.
All right, Anneli, thank you very much. Chris from Oji.
Yeah, good morning.
Mm-hmm. Good morning, Chris.
The expensive or costly house, let me say this thing, is not the, really the problem. But the houses in Port Harcourt are too expensive. But people are congested in this Port Harcourt if they can. What development from HA, all these, people can relocate. There are some places here in HA, people are even begging people to come and live in their house free. But in Port Harcourt here, look at what is going on. The house here now, one room, some of them, 8,000, 9,000. Even there's deep new development we are hearing now that instead of 6 months, you pay 1 year. What is really going on? No, even government don't want to regulate anything. But it's only on pages of newspaper that you hear you should not pay more than 6 months.
Okay.
Then to the landlord, they are telling you to pay 1 year. How can Andy? Nobody would. I don't really understand. Everything in this country just going left hand, left hand.
All right, Chris, thank you very much. Let's move on now to Kingsley from GRA. Ah, Kingsley, I was about asking Kingsley, you live in GRA, so you are the... What is the housing cost in GRA like? Really would love to know. 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0003. We're live on Facebook as well, Nigerian for PH. Let us get your thoughts. My guest in the studio is the Akwarandu. You're welcome.
Thank you very much.
Good morning,
Femi Andrew.
I think it was something.
Yes, you need to understand. At every puncture where there's a filling station, you observe that sometimes you follow the fuel queue, not knowing that the other queue should be the one going. So it's crazy. There is no fuel in Port Harcourt. I was even praying that the one I had in the car should drive me down to this place. So as I'm living here, I wonder where we're going. Please, the government has to do something about this.
You have to apologize to us first.
I need to apologize to my good people of Port Harcourt.
So apologize first. What's what I'm waiting for?
I need to apologize to my good people.
I don't know whether it's well, whether it's traffic, whether it's... You have to apologize first.
It's crazy. I bought 400 liters.
They suspended this strike.
They've suspended it?
Yes. So hopefully by the end of the day... It would return to normal.
Good to hear. I've been waiting to hear this good news.
But the point is, you still have to apologize to our listener.
I'm very sorry, my good people of Port Harcourt.
Thank you very much. That's all we needed to hear.
All right.
They've forgiven you. I don't know if I have. But we have less than 5 minutes because we have a commercial that we're going on shortly. But quickly, we already heard some of our callers were talking about the cost of housing in Port Harcourt, and I'd like you to just let us in on this. You're an expert in this field.
Yes.
What makes a house cost the amount? How do you price a house?
The cost of housing in Port Harcourt and in general is as a result of normal economies we all know, demand and supply. Economists are telling us that when there is too much supply and less demand, the price goes down. But when there is much demand and less supply, the price goes what? Up. That is the primary knowledge of cost of high rent, of course, in Port Harcourt. So to the
degree which one is the demand?
The demand is when there are too much people looking for houses.
We have less.
That is the demand.
Mm.
When there are less houses available for them to rent, I mean less good houses. You understand?
So does that mean that people now take advantage of it and increase the price?
Good. So I'm going to draw in a lot of factors that now build on this.
Shouldn't there be some standard operation like that demand or supply or not?
That is where you're talking about government regulation.
Regulation, exactly. Good.
Government regulation has never stood. Even the one that was enacted 2 years ago in Lagos State, it has never stood the ground because you built the house, you know the cost of building materials, so you have to fix your price. So it has to do with individual. So I classified it into three. This cost is caused by one, is caused by, let me say, the government itself. Government has a role to play. What are government roles to play? One of them is security. Port Harcourt is secure. That's where there's a lot of influence of people coming into Port Harcourt. Provision of industries.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me even give you an example. Like for the past 2-3 weeks, I've been getting a lot of calls. People that are saying, I got a work. I'm working with ShopRite. I need an apartment very close to ShopRite. I'm calling from Lagos. I'm calling from here because there is ShopRite. That ShopRite now will not bring in not less than at least 500 people down to Port Harcourt who are going to be working and operating from ShopRite.
So where's and the house to accommodate them?
And they would all need houses. You understand? So what happens if there are industries that are sited off the metropolitan, clustered metropolitan? You find out that they will be able to all come in and also get affordable houses. But it's just, Port Harcourt is just a center metropolitan town, which is making it. Lagos will ask you, are you at the mainland or island? So a lot of islands and men's options, good, which you see stay and you'll be very, very okay, unlike here in Port Harcourt. So when you talk about increase in population, I've told you that because of the peaceful serenity we are enjoying in Port Harcourt, it's making a lot of people to come into Port Harcourt, and that is also adding up to the high cost of houses. Then cost of building materials. Before now, a bag of cement was 1 to 1,550, 1,700. So we are just monitoring it. All of a sudden, from 2,200, the thing shoot up to 4,500. So currently, it should be like 4,200.
This is my question for that now. So we have a commercial that will go for shortly. So perhaps the conversation gets more interesting after the break.
All right.
But for building material issue, what about houses that were built 10 years ago, 20
Good.
Years ago? And they are still, they want to collect. In fact, some people have made the money that they used in building this house. But they still want to collect exorbitant prices.
I'll come into that. That has to do with individuals. Remember, it's an investment. It's a lifetime investment. An investment has to do, just like when people call me and they're looking for accommodation in Old GRA. As you know, Old GRA is one of those good towns. So you find out that as Old GRA is progressing, that is also how the
I'll
person
pause
is expected.
Let's go for this commercial. When we come back, we'll continue. We'll be live on Facebook. You can watch and listen. Drop your questions on WhatsApp 0809-030-6416. My name is Ifeemi Andrew. Don't go anywhere.
We take off with the biggest conversations, with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say, hello, Port Harcourt.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station.
Chat Station.
And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
All right, cost of housing in Port Harcourt. We've been having a very interesting conversation here while the commercials were on. I hope you listened to those commercials. I think there are two that you'd have to want to patronize. My name is Ifeemi Andrew, by the way. My guest is the Akwarandu. And is a real estate agent, head of operations, GICO Multilinks Nigeria Limited.
GICO Multilinks Nigeria Limited. Okay. You know one thing about GICO?
No, we're not talking about GICO. Come on, pay money if we talk about GICO.
<All right.
laughs> We're not talking about GICO. So the cost of housing in Port Harcourt, it's crazy for many people. Well, you can watch us live on Facebook and ask your questions, whatever questions you have. Live on Facebook, you can watch and listen. Nigeria Info PH on Facebook. You can also send in your questions, your thoughts via WhatsApp 0809-030-6416. So you were saying a lot. We don't have a lot of time. I'd like you to do as much as possible. We're looking at some of the things. Now you see situations where people increase rent because of many reasons. Because a road passed this place, landlord will increase rent. Because there's light, houses in that area will be expensive. And this light was not brought by you. You did not buy the pole. You did not go. How do we really address this problem? And what are the causes of this problem?
One is human nature brings in the concept of greed. Greed. And I keep telling people, you have an apartment. There is an estimated number of years you are expected to generate the return on investment on housing. It's not an immediate one. People want to build a house and they want to recover the money within a space of 1 year, 2 years, 3 years. No, it is estimated that between 10 to 15 years, that is when you are to recover the value of what you put in an apartment. But people don't think about it. They will be like, I've put in a lot of money, and because of that, this house, I
is
must
it because
get the
they
money.
Are not told, they don't understand how this
they
business
don't
works.
They don't understand how this thing, they think real estate investment is money investment, forex trading, where you put in $100, tomorrow you're making $150. No, it's not. Real estate is what you will enjoy. Your children will enjoy. Your children's children will enjoy it. In as much as that place is, you will continue, and your generation unborn will continue it. So that's why one of the blessings God gave man is, he said he gave them land, because he knows generation and generation will come. They will inherit that land. You understand what I'm trying to say? So now, people now think they want to enjoy it only in their generation. No. It is not meant to be. It's a generational something. Not only in your time you are to enjoy the benefit of a housing. So landlords need to bring in the concept of empathy. Put yourself in the shoes of this of the people rent of these renters, these tenants. If you are the one, would you pay that 1 million naira for a 2-bedroom apartment in possibly Greater Arukpoku or Eneka or in Iwofe? Because there is a good road passing through Iwofe, there is another judge flyover. You want to put in your apartment for 1 million naira for a 2-bedroom apartment. What and more did you do in the apartment? If Andrew, let me humble you. In the course of house renting, there is finishing that adds to the value of a house, and that's what makes it to stand the test of time. What are those finishing? POP, just as you have it, POP. Yes. POP adds to the value of the house. Screening of apartment. Let me also say you, we came up with estimated for you to do a POP of about 10 square meter POP. You'd have about 3 bags of POP cement, and each bag is about 7,500, which is with 25,000. You've done like 10 square meter POP. Then that's for the cement. Then the cost of production is about 800 per square meter. So that means with 8,000 naira, you've done it. So it is estimated that for a 10 square meter POP, an apartment, what you put in for that POP is less than 50,000. And you say, you know, aware that this my house is POP. I didn't use PVC. Instead of 200,000, I'll be collecting 300,000.
But because
of that, just for one year.
It brings me to this. Because maybe zinc is expensive or cement is expensive now, is that enough reason why landlords or real estate companies would now charge the prices that they charge for a house in a year? Is that why? Should that be the... If the house is something that's going to be there when times are good and bad, why do you then always want... Why do we have a situation? For instance, we're talking of COVID came and COVID left, and students are coming back to school, allows the increasing rent. For goodness sake, you begin to ask, even if something is expensive, you increase the rent, is it like they want to... The house, after that year, you collect that money, the house will die. Then the house will not exist again. So why do we have that?
Let me also tell you that during the COVID... There were some landlords that reduced rent. One of the men that I met, I was like, okay, your rent before was 450. How come you are collecting 350? I asked. He said, Ezi, are you not aware that your people just came in from COVID? During that COVID, a lot of things happened. A lot of people lost their job. I had to say, okay, instead of paying me 450, pay me 350. I was like, wow. This is one of its kind. So if we have a good number of such personnel, such people who are landlords in Port Harcourt, who will have such mind of saying, okay, instead of doing this, let me be collecting, knowing full well that you are not to collect that your rent within 1 year, within 2 years, within... No. It's just over the period of time you will recover your investment, and it will pass over to your generation unborn. So now, I've told you, there are three personnel that play a role in high cost of rent. I've told you that of the government rule, which is normal provision of light, security, and all the rest of it. That is government rule. Then the people that also add up to increasing rent are the tenants themselves. I'm going to put it to you, yes, the tenants have a role they play. You will see, because it's a new apartment, they rush on the house. Oh, God, please, this apartment, I like this apartment, I'll pay 500. Another person walks in. Okay, no, landlord will say, this my apartment is 500. Another person will come in and say, oh God, please, I need this. By the time 3, 4, 5 person are coming in within 1 hour, asking for the same apartment, he will jokingly tell somebody, no, I'm not renting, I'm renting it 700. The person will see, I'll pay. We say, hey, so instead of 500, I can generate 700,000 from this apartment. Greed steps in. Forgetting that that same apartment that is a virgin apartment, new apartment today, after 1 year becomes, I was in one
becomes
of
becomes old.
Thank you. I was in Chinda yesterday, one of my management properties. I was looking at this beautiful edifice of 2 units of 3 bedroom I manage. I was like, this 3 years ago, the house was looking good. But now suits, it was painted white. I saw this suits line and everything. I was like, this has.
And so, if I'm coming now, you're still going to tell me to pay that.
Thank you.
Amount you so, charged when it was new.
No,
and it's no longer new.
Thank you. So you understand. So just put up a rent such that even after 3, 4, 5 years, somebody will be comfortable paying it. But recognizing the fact that it's tear and wear, depreciation that happens in a building.
Mm.
Do you understand it?
Okay, so the tenants contribute to this.
Contributes to it. Then the third persons that used to contribute to it are we, the estate personnel, the estate agents, the estate managers. We also have a role to play.
Mm.
Yeah, it's an apartment. You know, it's like a contract. Okay, please, I want to manage your apartment. This your one-bedroom apartment will be good for 250. They say, why are you from GCO and you're renting my apartment for 250? No. Are you not aware that company A and B has come and they told me with this apartment I can generate 350 a month and you're not devaluing my property and saying it's 250? That person quoted that 350 so that he'll be able to win the contract of managing that property. And what happens after that first, second, third rent? The people can no longer pay because it's no longer a new apartment. Then, and it's difficult for you to drop down rent. Because it's difficult for you to drop down rent, you maintain it there. And then that house has been vacant for the past 6 months. That house has been vacant for the past 3 months. Because at the current level at which the house is no longer a new house, the rush on it is no longer as it was when it was newly built. What happens? So people should be able to come up with what is called the proper valuation that will be able to give them the annual rate of return. I calculated annual returns on housing and that of the income expected. Let me say, for instance, I have a duplex. The annual return on that duplex is 2 million. Okay, what happens after depreciation and everything and maintenance costs? By the time I less like 200,000, 300,000, 500,000, I used to maintaining it, 100,000. You know, you brighten it after 2, 3 years, you make it to look very okay, for it to be okay. Then you now less it from the expected annual return. That works what gives you the annual yield for that particular apartment.
I think so. The landlords will have to come and learn these calculations from you to understand. There's also the talks about whether or not rent should be paid annually or monthly. We'll come into that shortly. We have a few minutes left. If you have questions you want to ask, now would be the perfect time to do so. WhatsApp 0809-030-6416. On Facebook Live, Nigeria Info PH. And you can also call us live in the studio, 0817-923-0002. The question is up here on Facebook Live. Would you say the economy is responsible for the high cost of housing? Well, you heard from our guest and he's pointed out a few things behind why housing in Port Harcourt is expensive. Government role, very interesting. The fact that everything is within Port Harcourt makes it difficult. And it brings me to the greater Port Harcourt setting, because I went there to look at a property if I want to get one. And I'm saying, what is greater about here? I'm not seeing any government... Perhaps map. I was expecting to see some roads being done by the government, light electrification work going on. So at least those basic things are there, and then we know, okay, there's something.
For now, Greater Port Harcourt vision is, would I rather use the word that is kept on hold?
But the government says it's going on and the work is ongoing. This is my personal experience when I wanted to go get a property then and how I saw the place. And if the government says it's ongoing, it's working, well, we have to believe that the government is working. Perhaps
but at the rate at which you are walking, you can walk from here to Obrikwere Junction in 3 years. Somebody will still work well, in 5 minutes.
Let's also just hope that in the coming days we'll see something done by the government that would encourage more investment in that area. Oscar is calling from Elingbu. Oscar, good morning to you. Straight to the point with your question.
Good morning, Etienne Andrew.
Go on.
Yes, I'm for the apartment rent. So I mean, the case of River City, I'm telling you, is I don't know what to say, but it's not to compare with other people. Just like what the assistant manager, I don't know whether manager was just analyze for us, but if you enter Imosi, you will see that maybe when people rushing for the vision house this year and next year, we see that the rent will probably drop. But in River City, the case is different. Even the whole houses we are seeing here, and before you see, they will take them 1 room apartment, 5,000, 6,000, 7,000, and nothing has been done to the room. And what you see, the tenant there will be the one to paint and do a lot of things inside the room.
Mm.
Even the top of toilets, they don't even have good toilets that the tenant will be able to make use of it. So with all these things, we really need to look at it. I know a lot of government policies affect all these things, but we really need to look at it.
Thank you, Oscar from Elingbu. Please, if you have questions, send them to us on WhatsApp. Time will not allow us to take a lot of calls. So please use the WhatsApp portal and drop your comments on Facebook Live as well. 0809-030-6416. That's the WhatsApp portal. Please, you can direct your contributions and questions to the WhatsApp portal or on Facebook Live, Nigeria Info PH on Facebook. Jumbo Ibifre on Facebook says, your guest is very truthful. Abraham Isaac E says, let's start from the very root. I'm going to list some facts. Cost of land, cost of community matching ground, cost of building materials, demand, and then estate agents. Joseph Udo commended, okay, says, good one, easy. I was commending you. Ability says, Andrew, do you know how much they're selling a bundle of zinc now in Dangote cement? Bad economy is responsible for the high cost of housing all over the country. This is the point. We wanted to rent a hall for a wedding reception for a friend of mine here in Port Harcourt. We went to one of the halls somewhere in town, and the price we were given was about 600,000-700,000.
A hall that was built when?
Well, I'm coming on. And then same standard in Benin.
Yes.
Same standard. I might even add almost better. And guess how much it was? 300,000.
300.
And so I'm saying, is this not the same Nigeria? While I was in school, I remember when he would want to pay rent for me, it looks like I'm adding money. When I tell him my rent is 150, 120, 130, 180, depending on where I'm staying at the time. He says, your brother in Benin or the one in Abraka, we are paying 90,000, 80,000. Why is yours? And I'm saying, is it not the same bag of cement that they are selling in Edo State, Delta State? But then I've noticed that in River State and in Bayelsa State, the cost, Bayelsa's the easy excuse is the terrain. Everybody says
yes.
The terrain,
yes. But Bayelsa has a peculiar case. Bayelsa is just like one of the examples I was supposed to cite is currently now, Bayelsa, they resumed their school like 1 month ago.
Yeah.
The schools are in section because they are
expecting
the
flood.
Yes. That when others are supposed to be doing their normal schooling activity, they should be at home battling the flood. So Bayelsa is just within that Yenagoa Metropolis. Yes, that's where you have the upland. Everywhere is waterlogged. So the cost of transporting even the cement you've bought at 4,500 down to the place where you need to build also adds up to it. So it uniquely makes that cluster within the metropolis where people only want to buy just within the metropolis. Port Harcourt is not like that. Comfortably, Greater is supposed to be a town on its own, bubbling with activities, economic activities, factories, industries, everything going on. People will be living in Greater, and then everything they need as a social amenity will be provided for them. Same with Bori, you understand? Same with Obibo, same with maybe possibly Emoa and all the rest of them, Calabari. So, but when you find out that everything is from Eleme Junction to possibly Okay, let me to possibly Lagos bus stop.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Let me not go beyond Borokiri. Then from other judge to Iwofe. Then when you now talk of Urukpoku just added.
Yes.
Urukpoku just added. Then they lose back to before now. Let me humble you. That's why I need to commend the governor. Before now, if you must go to anywhere in Port Harcourt, you must come to Aba Road. If you must go to Nwoji, you need to come to Aba Road. You cannot go from LMA and cut it through Abajo and you're in Nwoji. If you must come to this station, you must come to Aba Road and come through Rumola. If you must go anywhere in Port Harcourt, you must pass through Aba Road and come to Ikwerre Road before you can go anywhere in Port Harcourt. But comfortably now, you come from LMA Junction, navigate Igrita. You come from Igrita and navigate down to this station via Ikwerre. You come from here now, go through Choba. And you understand what I'm trying to say?
These
roads were not here before 2015. Yes.
So what happens now? How do we tackle,
now,
how do we tackle this?
You find out that people can access, build up houses and access wherever they want to go to comfortably. So if these roads are open comfortably well, there should be a road linking Eche back to Ipo. So that if you are staying in Abare Eche, possibly attending this UST, you can connect Ipo Airport and then you are down to this place. Unlike you have to pass through Greater, come and pass, and then no. There should be linking roads, major good roads that will link up the town, so that when people are staying in one place and they can easily connect to the other place.
Okay.
Location. We keep on saying about talking about location when it has to do with siting your apartment. Then we should also plead with the landlords. They need to take it easy on us. We don't do magic. Estate personnel don't do magic. Some people think that we are the cost of this. There are some roles we play in adding up some of these charges. No. But I want them to understand that what an estate surveyor or an estate manager takes in the property is just within 5 to 10%, depending on negotiating power. That is the only thing. Every other money goes to the landlord. Then we should also take it light on the tenants, on service charges. Those charges should be minimal. There's an apartment I got to one of my colleagues. I got angry. I was like, would you be renting an apartment at 800,000 and service charge per annum is almost running up to 300,000? How many security personnel are you employing? How many cleaners are here in this compound and all that? So if somebody's paying like 300,000 service charge, could you add it up to the 800,000? Tell the person you're paying 1.1 million. Now I'm telling the person your annual rent is 800,000. This one is easy. Are you inflating those prices? The property I told you I inspected yesterday, I was like, okay, people are two staying in this apartment, three-bedroom apartment. Provide the security personnel who will take care of the common areas, clean up the areas. Mm-hmm. Let me not bring it. Because if I say, okay, let me bring it, and then I have to monitor the way, I can say, okay, instead of paying 10,000, they used to pay the gate, which is 20,000. Because, okay, people should be paying 20,000, and I would collect 40,000, I'll pay the guard 20,000.
Quickly, would you encourage for monthly payment of rent or annual payment of rent?
There are landlords.
In 1 minute.
There are landlords that encourage, few landlords that encourage monthly payment, especially those pensioners. I have a place that says, please, I don't want this money annually. If it comes, I'll just finish it within 1 month. Please, let them be paying me every month. Every month, I will come and collect my money. It could be stressful. It could be stressful. You understand? But there are some landlords that need it that way. And there are especially...
Which is most ideal?
Annual rent is most ideal. You pay off, you come off face. Because, you know, it's not always rosy every month. There are some no months. But if you... No, you have a steady income and you can sustain a monthly payment. That should be a bargain between you and the
realistic manager messages on WhatsApp. Landlords don't even pay tenant rates to the state government, yet their houses are very expensive. Greedy lots.
Charles. Good. There was something, the guy that just called that said, before now, there is government body that goes to supervise houses. Okay, where is your soccer well? How many of these health workers walk around and say, okay, your soccer well is leaking, your pipe is doing this? None comes around. But that is their work. They need to be going from one compound to the other. That was what happened then.
That's one way government is not.
Yes,
that is one of the ways by which
government don't monitor this place. Because he made mention of you're staying in one room apartment, and then the soccer well is not working, your roof is leaking, and you are paying rent. is wrong. But right. if they know that government will clamp down on them for not putting up the necessary facilities that the tenant needs to enjoy, they will put up that money and maintain the house so that the tenant can enjoy
it. All right, thank you very much, Eze Akwarandu, but we are out of time. Thank you. You did not come early enough, so this is where we are. Enjoy your Friday. Thank God it's Friday.
Thank
Go
God
and have
it's
fun.
Friday. Thank you very much. It's
Thank
nice
you very
to
much.
My good people of Port Harcourt.
Thank
my
you very much for your contribution.
Is Akwarandu from Jiko Motilis.
Thank you very much. My name is Ifeyemi Andrew. Enjoy your morning.